It's time to talk tech, and joining me to do that is Ariel Bogle. She's the technology editor at The Conversation. Hi, Ariel.
Hi.
So Google and Facebook have both been criticised in the wake of the tragic mass shooting last night in Las Vegas. Ariel, were the sites spreading misinformed reports, or were they purposely concocted fake news? What was the issue?
Yeah, so once again, in the wake of a breaking news event, our biggest platforms, like Facebook and Google, really didn't cover themselves with glory at all. Google, in particular, when people were searched the name of a man who was incorrectly accused of being the shooter, they were directed to a 4chan site. So, of course, 4chan is a message board site, which is really ground zero for a lot of misinformation and fake news campaigns. So people didn't like that, of course, and also Facebook, for a lot of the first few hours following the shooting, was also a hodgepodge of strange sites, you know, just not giving anyone reliable information.
In response to this pretty big error, what have the companies said they're going to do in the future to try and address it?
Well, they apologise, as they have done many times in the past. But I think we're getting to a point where we have to admit that, for now, really, machines are not that good at breaking news. We really need human intervention, I think, at that top level, especially for situations like this, what happened in Las Vegas, where correct information is really must be a priority for platforms that wield as much power as Facebook and Google do.
Wow, incredible, really. And on the topic of news and Google, the search engine have announced they're getting rid of the first click free model.
Right.
Tell me about that model and why they're getting rid of it.
So this was a model that was really hated by a lot of news sites, especially those that offered a subscription. So a lot of News Corp really didn't like it, such as The Australian. And their first click free policy was that news sites needed to offer a minimum of 3 free articles so that they could appear in Google search results. And of course, appearing in Google search results is a really powerful way of finding an audience. So it was kind of a damned if you do, damned if you don't for these outlets. But Google has decided to get rid of that and let outlets decide for themselves now in a program they're calling flexible sampling, quote unquote, to decide for themselves how many articles they offer for free or whether they do at all.
I wonder what they'll do. Any idea if any of them responded?
Well, News Corp has said they're pretty happy with this development, and Google has also promised to introduce some new tools that promote subscriptions. So if you click on a link, it might allow you to purchase with one click a subscription to such and such news outlet. This is all in the pipeline, though, so we really don't know what effect this policy change will have in the presentation of Google News, but... Yeah, well, so far, publishers have welcomed the move.
Okay, and moving on to another story, we're going to go back to the social network. It seems like they've keen to put a bit more face in Facebook, Ariel. What does that actually mean?
Yeah, so there's a little rumours going around that Facebook is testing facial recognition of sorts. So they've confirmed that with a few people, they are testing facial recognition as a way to verify your account. Say if you lost access to your account because you put in the wrong password a few too many times, or you were travelling and didn't have access to your mobile phone to do two-step authentication, you could show your face to a Facebook algorithm and they will let you back into your account.
Okay, should we be concerned about this? I mean, like, my knee-jerk reaction is, I don't really want Facebook to do that to me.
No, but if you have pictures on Facebook, I'm afraid, I think Facebook's already got the measure of your face.
Yeah, I think that's right.
A few years ago, there was some controversy over Facebook using a facial recognition algorithm to tag you in photos in if you didn't want to be tagged. So if you've got a lot of data on there, especially your name and all those photos from years ago, they definitely know what your face looks like already. And of course, there is always concern about giving companies like this additional biometric data. But if you're on Facebook, I'm afraid this sort of... bird's out of the cage already.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, yeah, I know exactly what you mean. If you've participated, you know, that horse is kind of half bolted. It's down the field, that's for sure. Facebook aren't the only ones, though, using this facial recognition to log into apps and devices. Apple are using the technology too. Is this going to make written passwords more broadly obsolete, potentially?
Well, there's always that potential. We moved rather quickly to the thumbprint to access our phones, and people seem quite open to that. So far, it looks like Face ID is sort of being billed as an addition to existing ways of getting into your phone, say a passcode or a thumbprint. I guess it's up to your comfort level about using your face. And as some people have shown, that these facial recognition tools can already be tricked. So we'll have to see whether they're safe enough to use more broadly. But, you know, I think at the moment a strong passcode or password is still preferable to facial recognition.
All right. Tinder and Instagram. Now, Ariel, you can connect your Tinder account with your Instagram one, making, I think it means it effectively shows all the photos you post on your Tinder profile. Seems to me like maybe not such a good idea, just stabbing in the dark here. I mean, am I right?
Well, potentially. I think a Tinstagramming is a cute word for just people being creepy to one another, as always on the internet. Basically, since 2015, you can link your Tinder profile with your Instagram profile just to give people an idea of the kind of Instagram life you're living and see if you guys want to date each other. But what's been happening is, just say you do not swipe right, which means you do not want to match with someone. People can, you know, take a look at your Instagram name and some of your pictures and then stalk you down afterwards on your Instagram and then private message you there. So effectively bypassing Tinder, even though Tinder does purport to put up safeguards against matches that people don't want.
You say purport. You don't think they do a very good job of that?
Well, this is an obvious flaw in that logic, because if people can see your Instagram name and some of your Instagram pictures and then track you down on a completely separate service, there's obviously no protections against that. So I guess it's up to you about whether you want to link Instagram to Tinder, because of course you're not obliged to. You can use your Facebook instead.
Have either Tinder or Instagram taken any steps to stop the stalking that happens as a result of this?
Well, you can always make your Instagram private. You don't have to have it public. There are steps like that you can take. But I guess at the end of the day, sometimes you look at these problems of technology and you have to say it's a human problem as well, because at the end of, you know, if you don't want to match with somebody, they shouldn't be really thinking it's okay to find you on a different platform and sort of ask you out on a date there. So maybe it's more of an etiquette problem we humans have to deal with than a technology problem. The technology is just exacerbating what's already there.
Yeah, well, if the bad behaviour is there, the technology is making it easier to execute the bad behaviour, right?
Exactly.
Ariel, thanks for coming in.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Ariel Bogle there, technology editor for The Conversation.